Hi, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today, we're praying through Philippians chapter 1, verse 12 in the New Living Translation, and it says this, "And I want you to know, my dear brothers and sisters, that everything that has happened to me here has helped to spread the good news." Mind if I pray for you? Father in heaven, what a great promise it is to know that we can look at our lives the way Paul did, that we can see it as negative circumstances, positive circumstances, neutral circumstances, blah days. We can see them as part of an overarching plan. And help us today to see that. Help us to understand that our growth has to grow on the soil of sometimes broken dreams, sometimes things that don't go the way that we want them to. And Lord, I pray that you would give us today a gospel good news mindset, that you would help us to incorporate the good news into our lives. So as we wake up today and we drink our coffee, if that's something that we drink, and we have our breakfast and we read about you, that part of our day would be set apart for you. Lord, I do pray, as I think about that, I pray for holy habits and holy routines that would enable us and empower us to just have a better flow and a rhythm to our day. I know for me, Lord, I just don't thrive well when things are chaotic. So I pray for the person listening today who has been struggling in this area of finding a morning routine and finding a way to just frame their day in order to have the maximum impact in your kingdom. And so, Lord, there's no shame, there's no legalism here. It's just a cry of my heart to be able to have that holy rhythm, and I pray that for the listener today. I thank you, too, that Paul began this verse by saying, "Dear brothers and sisters." He loved both the men and the women in his congregation that he left behind, and help us to do the same. Give us, as I have prayed before in Pray Every Day, give us those eyes we need to be able to see the needs in this world, to notice the unnoticed, to dignify the unlovely, at least by the world standards. I thank you that that in your standard, everyone is just gorgeous and beautiful and amazing, and they have hearts that beat, that you have given them breath, and because they are all walking around as image bearers of you, they deserve protection. I also pray today, and I know this probably seems a little bit random, but I am reminded of those who are taken captive by maybe by an abusive spouse, or maybe by a trafficker, or maybe by economic circumstances, and they feel like there's no way to get out of their situation. And I'm just so grateful that my small voice can go out among the airwaves and even penetrate that kind of darkness. So Lord, those folks who are enslaved to things, who are broken by their relationships or have been taken against their will, there is hope. Thank you that you see them. Would you show them today that you are El Roy, the God who sees, and you are there. You are there. You are there. I'm so grateful that you see us all. We're all your children, and you created us all. So thank you for that. And Lord, I pray as I finish this prayer today that you would help me and help those listening to see that our circumstances will have a greater good. That what we're going through today and the frustrations and even the things that are like technical that go wrong today, or the traffic that bothers us, it's part of us learning in that sanctification journey of how to grow deep and wide and broad. And help us again to welcome those intrusions as opportunities instead to learn patience, to learn to find joy, not in circumstances, but in you. And so, Lord, thank you that whatever circumstance my listener today is hearing, whatever circumstances my listener today is experiencing, may they find that joy, and may they find that purpose and knowing that nothing's wasted in the kingdom. So, Jesus, you are good. You understand our weaknesses. I thank you so much that you died for me and that I can live clean today, completely renewed. And in all of that, I find joy. I pray this in your beautiful name. Amen. Thanks for listening to Pray Every Day. When life is completely chaotic and your morning routine doesn't work at all, unburden yourself through prayer. God is absolutely there to listen to you. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And one thing that you can do to keep this podcast going and reaching many people all around the world is first to pray that the reach would extend beyond the borders of the United States. I would really appreciate that. And second is to put a quick little review on iTunes. It just takes a moment, just a couple sentences of what the podcast has meant to you. That would really be a blessing to me, and it would really help other people find the podcast. So thank you in advance for doing that. I so appreciate it.